They're never gonna believe who's here.
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
Yeah. It's time for some action. Okay, I've got the Wolfgang Van Halen queued up in the background. No, Valerie Bertinelli's not here again. This is Coffee with Kane and
Mr. Kane.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Kane.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm living the dream.
Yeah, you didn't get enough sleep last
night,
did you?
No, I did not.
Neither did I.
No.
I had some crazy nightmares about a car being out of control. I've been having this dream a lot lately, and I do not know why. And since you have a degree in psychology, I thought maybe you could help me with that.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you're no fun.
I don't understand the dreams, so.
Oh. Yeah. I thought that's what psychologists people could do. Not that you're a psychologist. You're a pastor.
Dream interpreters, no. There are people in the Bible who did that, but not me.
Oh, darn it. Okay, fine, whatever. Yeah, I really want to know the meaning behind this. Anyway, all right. Well, good morning. If you're just tuning in to Morning Go, it is time for Coffee with Kane and
Mr. Kane.
Mr. Kane is here because I don't have any famous people this week.
Well, I'm an influencer.
Yes. Please don't get started with that. Dave Cater's going to be texting in a minute and be like, he's an influencer.
That's right.
Y'all are both influencers.
I might not be Valerie Bertinelli, but I'm an influencer.
Nobody is Valerie Bertinelli but Valerie Bertinelli. And she was super pleasant to talk to and even gave you a shout out.
I know. I'm pretty excited about that.
Good morning, Dave. I forgot to. I was going to put it on my little hotkey thing, but I forgot. Aww. I'm sorry.
That's what I love. I love getting the good morning wishes.
Oh, that and Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
Those are your two of your big time favorites.
Yep.
So
it's awesome. Pretty awesome.
I don't usually ask people who are like, so like I didn't ask Candace Cameron. She's very married. I didn't ask, what's her name? Danica McKellar, who was Winnie on The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
She's very married. Some people find it weird, and yeah. I don't want to step on their toes, but I knew Valerie Bertinelli would think it was funny. So,
yeah,
which
that's
she
funny.
Did. She giggled afterwards.
Yeah.
So.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Good
anyway,
thing.
So, this is a very busy month around here. Like, I'm looking at the station calendar, and there's a lot going on. Like, we've had this whole Mother's Day giveaway going on for the past week.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow night is Potosi's graduation
yeah.
and West County's graduation. And then Mother's Day is on Sunday. And then next Thursday is Park Hill Central's graduation. And then the 17th is Fredericktown's graduation. Farmington's is the 18th. North County's is the 19th.
My goodness.
And then the rodeo comes to town on the 23rd and 24th. And then I'm going to be emceeing the A1 Home Care Trivia Night for charity.
You are.
On the 30th. Yeah, I think I forgot to tell you about that.
You did.
But then also on the 31st, the Missouri Broadcasters Association Awards. And I will be attending as the morning show host of the year for 2024 and am nominated again for 2025.
Nice.
And Dustin Kopp is nominated for a promo he put together for our severe weather coverage. And I think Mike Ramsey, yeah, is nominated for a newscast.
I'm on for co-host of the year.
No, there's no such thing. Not for my case.
There should be.
Okay. Well, maybe there's like a special category we could submit Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane for next year.
Let's see how that goes.
I'm pretty excited, though, because listen, it was not until I started working at B104 that I actually won any award besides college ones. So I'm pretty excited to get to be the morning show host of the year. And then also B104 last year was station. We're station of the year. We're the reigning station of the year for small market. Granted, bear in mind, we're not St. Louis, you know.
Right.
Although we try to act like we are.
Yeah. So they don't know.
They
don't know our lives.
Anyway, so yeah, I am pretty excited. There's just so much going on in May. I don't even, and then we've still got the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's true.
And we've been going through this software transition. And listen, I have not publicly apologized to you for the fact that I am very busy all the time.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since like April.
I know. I'm sorry. There's a lot going on. We have a lot going on. We're I say we're trying to act like we're a large market station, even though we're in rural America.
You're doing a bang up job.
Well, thanks. I wasn't fishing for a compliment.
Morning
from you,
show co-host of the year.
Yes, okay. Your mom will be so excited.
I guarantee there is no one else in this category.
Oh my gosh. You know what I just noticed? That I have Van Halen, the album Van Halen, the hanging up in the studio, and I did not mention that to Valerie Bertinelli. She would think that was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think about that. I just looked up and saw it.
There you go.
And I also have, you know, my number one fan in studio with me today.
That's right.
Okay, so the reason why I was saying the things about May is this is the question that I wanted to pose to you as our conversation starter. Not that we need help, because we find lots of things to talk about. But the question is, what is the hardest time of the year to be a parent? Is it summer because your kids aren't in school? Or is it during the chaos of Christmas? Because in a new poll, the hardest time of the year is actually now, the month of May, in the lead up to summer.
All right, ask me the question again.
The hardest time of the year to be a parent.
Yes.
Just all year?
Just all year. That is the answer. Yes.
Okay. Well, a lot of people said it was harder at the end of the school year than back to school.
Well, it just gets really busy. Really busy.
Well, it is really busy right now, but I disagree because back to school, athletics starts back up. Cheerleading, you know, band, dances. I mean, like, the end of summer was always way more chaotic for you and I because our kids were in marching band and they spent 2 weeks at band camp and we didn't even see them for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Yeah, so I guess maybe it depends on your kid.
Yeah, I guess so. Sports, summer camps, you know, summer vacation are always pretty busy in the summertime.
Yeah. Back to school for college kids wouldn't.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that'd be maybe move-in time is more difficult than
loading
move-out
the
time.
Car with all of their belongings they think they need and then trying to super dangerous puzzle them into a dorm room.
Until they get to the second year and realize they don't need half of that
stuff.
No,
they bring it home and then it's still in your basement.
That's exactly
eight years
right.
Later. I don't think she's listening right now.
Still have stuff from college. Oh, man.
She might be listening, but anyway, if her husband's listening, whoop, we're in trouble. Here's the breakdown for the average week for a parent this time of year. 22% of it is spent working. That's all. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
14% is spent sleeping. You know, they're saying parent, but I feel like it's mom. Anyway.
Hey. Four... I resemble that remark.
Uh-huh. Yeah. 14% is spent sleeping, 13% eating or preparing meals, 10% shuttling your kids around town. That should be 50. 9% making summer plans, and just 8% is left over for taking time for yourself. Whatever. It should be like 0.8%.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get any time to ourselves. Your mother is texting me.
Aw, come on.
She's probably saying, hardest time, 1973 to present.
That's great, Ma.
That was the year you were born.
I love you, too.
Listen, I know that it does not get any easier in the summer for parents. It may be the best time of year for kids, but you were right. Having to arrange for childcare is so stressful for some parents. Sure. It was always stressful for us because we never put our kids in daycare. We split our schedule, and you know, and then we also had a really great neighborhood that we lived in.
That's true.
That took care of our kids a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were little, we lived in an awesome neighborhood. So then they got a little older, and the benefit of, I think, because we didn't have, you know, like older child, younger child, we had twins. I think the benefit of them being the same age was they hit the responsible enough to stay alone age at the same time.
Yeah, good
and
point.
And we didn't have to worry about a 5-year-old and an 11-year-old. Or 12-year-old in the house alone.
No, they were both irresponsibly by themselves
early.
Oh,
man. I was thinking about the bacon incident the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave them permission to cook the bacon, not thinking he would cook the bacon with no shirt on.
Well, you know.
So.
What are you going to do? Lesson learned.
He has never cooked bacon or anything else shirtless ever since then.
I don't blame him.
Well, and then he grew up and started working at a Chick-fil-A and learned how dangerous oil actually can be. So
there you go.
Anyway. All right. Well, I don't know about these parents and summer, but I feel for y'all, especially if you're a stay-at-home parent.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah.
And teachers. Teachers who... number one, they have to deal with other people's kids all year long. And then in the summertime, they have to deal with their own. And sometimes teachers' kids and preachers' kids are often the worst children on the planet.
Ours were good preachers' kids.
I was not a preacher. And neither were you when they were little.
Well, that's true.
So
I know someone who's retiring from being a teacher.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Stacy?
Yeah, I am.
Yes. Our friend Stacy is retiring from being a teacher, and I know she's looking forward to it. I think she was waiting until this year to get that last kiddo out the school, and then she could retire.
Yeah, we're not saying nothing but for nothing.
Well, listen, I hope that she enjoys her retirement. I don't have any plans to retire anytime soon. And you're just getting started, dude.
I know. I got like 20 years before I can retire.
That's what happens when you change careers midlife.
So my midlife crisis is the fact that I still have 20 years before I can retire. And it's a crisis.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I can't help you any.
Yeah, I know. No, I know.
I'm going to end up one of those sweet little Walmart greeters. Retire. I'll be like, hey, baby, how you doing? Let me look in that bag. Oh, goodness, that looks good. You making some pasta tonight for dinner?
Oh, my gosh.
You will
be the one that everyone will hate to walk out your door. Like, why does no one ever exit through that door?
Because she talks too much.
Audra Keane's over there checking everybody's groceries out. Like the Target lady from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, approved. I cannot be a cashier. I am really glad. There was a small period of time when we first moved to Missouri, like what, 3-4 months?
Yeah. I remember.
That I was a cashier at Hancock Fabrics, and it's a good thing I did not know the approved from the Target. this SNL Target skit because I would have driven people insane. That was a hard job. I don't know how people do that.
No.
Crafting ladies can be mean. Oof, that's a whole subject for a whole other segment.
Yeah, we can probably tackle that another day.
We can talk about that another time. Anyway, all right, well, you got anything else that you need to share with the masses about being a parent in the summertime?
No. Get a pass for the public pool.
Oh, yeah. Right on. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
That's a good idea.
Take them to the pool. Sit
Let
yourself down
out,
in the shade.
Read a book.
Read a book and watch them not drown because there are lifeguards at the pool. I'm just saying.
I know. They can help out.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thanks, Mr. Kane.
Hey,
appreciate
you're
being
awesome.
Here.
Appreciate you.
I'm awesome?
You
Did
are.
You just call me awesome?
Yeah, you're awesome, Audra Kane.
I am. I am the reigning morning show host of the year with the Missouri Broadcasters.
Everybody vote for me for co-host of the year.
That's awesome.